ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel still waiting for the return of all the hostages, but Hamas says right now there are no more remains to turn over. It is clear from a chilling video that at least some inside Hamas are carrying out retribution. ABC's Stephanie Ramos.
With Hamas back on the streets of Gaza, video appears to show the militants carrying out a public execution, raising concern about whether the terror group will be willing to disarm.
U.S. officials say Hamas has not violated the peace deal. President Trump is now considering military strikes on Venezuela to go after drug cartels. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump now acknowledging he's authorized covert CIA action in the country, escalating a campaign against Venezuela's authoritarian leader, Nicolas Maduro.
The media is standing firm against new Pentagon rules requiring reporters clear their stories with Secretary Hegseth. Reporters turned in access badges and exited the Pentagon yesterday. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Aylin. A bill that lawmakers hope will reduce the amount of reckless driving offenses in Milwaukee and elsewhere now heads to Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's indicated he'll sign it. Under that bill, police would be able to impound vehicles used in a reckless driving offense regardless of who owns the vehicle. Governor Evers is urging President Trump not to terminate energy project funding. The governor sent a letter amid reports that the Trump administration plans to terminate over 600 awards, including $1.5 billion that's already been approved for Wisconsin projects with energy-related goals and objectives. And Wisconsinites are being urged to get their flu, COVID, and RSV vaccines now rather than later. Department of Health Services epidemiologist Tom Haupt says those shots take time to activate in your body, so getting the shots now will help prevent you from catching or spreading illness later in the season. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm for mid-October, highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
99.7
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Good Thursday morning. Dave Grant joining you. It is 6:03. Hope everyone's having a great day so far. As a heads up, there is some activity going on 3rd Avenue. It looks like they're going to try to get the cell towers back up on the courthouse this morning. So extra people, extra vehicles on 3rd. So please be careful as you go through that area this morning. AC/DC to get you going on Max FM.
She was a fast machine. She cocked the motor and clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had a sightless eyes telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American thighs, taking more than a share, had me fighting for air. She told me to come, but I was already there. Cause the world started shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching, and we were making it.
No, radio's not dead.
But a lot of other stations sure smell that way.
We're your fresh choice.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:10 on Thursday morning. Let's take a look at our weather forecast. Today, we do have a chance of showers, cloudy with a high of 64. Tonight, slight chance of showers, gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low of 56. Friday, best day of the week, partly sunny with a high of 77. Friday night, we see shower and thunderstorm chances with a low of 57. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly sunny, a high of 72. On Sunday, a slight chance of showers to start the day. Mostly sunny, a high of 58. Taking a sneak peek into next week, we're looking at highs in the low 60s to high 50s shower chances. And lows in the 30s. So yes, fall is returning. Currently, it is 51 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, we do have quite a bit of activity happening in downtown Baraboo already. in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue. There are trucks lined up in the street and a crane, it looks like, on the courthouse parking lot area. So looks like they're going to try to get those cell towers put back in place on top of the courthouse tower today. So if you are driving through downtown Baraboo, the 100 block of 3rd Avenue has lots of activity going on this morning. You may want to take an alternate route to avoid that area, as those workers are going to be out there for a while this morning. Also, I did notice the alley near us is showing road closed as well. So the alley that's behind our building here on Oak Street is closed. So I think maybe Alliant is doing some work back there over by the Brightspeed building in that area. So there was a road closed barricade across there. We did not get notified of any road closure for that, but that alleyway shows closed right next to our building as well. So just something to be aware of this morning. And if we find any more details out about that, we'll definitely pass that along. But we do have details on this. Our flash sales in progress over at MaxFMBigDeals.com till 9 a.m. Shop local, save big. Half off a $25 certificate towards food items to the Green Vine right here in Baraboo. That certificate is just $12.50. You heard me correctly, $12.50 for a $25 certificate towards food items at the Green Vine. You need to get that in your cart, checked out before 9 a.m. No code required. The Green Vine offers fresh, made-to-order smoothies, teas, specialty drinks, wraps, salad, hand-dipped ice cream using real ingredients, with plenty of gluten-free and dairy-free options. They're located right here in the heart of downtown Baraboo. They're your go-to spot for feel-good food and drinks that fuel your day. Again, this $25 certificate's towards food items in the store, including smoothies, salads, sandwiches, ice cream, and wraps. Shop local, save big at MaxFMBigDeals.com with our flash sale to the Green Vine. Half off today till 9 a.m. No code required. I will try to remind you about that a couple of times this morning. We are going to have a little bit of an exciting morning today. We found out that we are going to have a live guest in studio this morning right around 7:10. Casey from the Baraboo Bluff Winery is going to stop in and talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening over at the Baraboo Bluff Winery today. And just, you know, it's that time of year. It's fall. It's harvest season. And there's some exciting things that are going to be happening over there. So we're looking forward to seeing Casey in this morning. Yes, we're going to talk about wine and the wine that you consume, not the wine that people do. So, yes, I don't know if we're going to get a taste test anything this early in the morning, but hey, you never know. That would be kind of interesting as well to be able to have a little taste testing this morning. We'll see what happens. It'll be 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm still enjoying my coffee this morning. So, yes, looking forward to that. So lots of things happening today. And, yes, we'll be celebrating celebrity birthdays at 7:40. If you know someone that's celebrating, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or text them via the free Civic Media app. 7:50, we'll have Ben Bromley in to talk about why weekends are best in the Baraboo area. And at 8:10, Emily and I are going to talk about candy odds during trick-or-treating on Halloween. Yeah, lots of fun there to be had as well. Now, this lady was not having so much fun. This woman went viral on TikTok when she was talking about her leather pants she bought from The Gap. She was horrified to find out they made rude noises when she bends over. So again, this woman bought pants at The Gap. They're leather pants. And when she bends over, they're making some rude noises. And she was just horrified over this.
I haven't been this embarrassed since fourth grade because I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then... That did not come from my... No. Them pants. You got some explaining to do.
So every time she'd bend over in her leather pants, it made that noise. You know, one person commented and they said they didn't know The Gap and Affleck did a collab. And that's exactly what it sounded like to me while I was listening to that this morning. So yeah. Apparently, her leather pants made some weird noises. Thankfully, I don't have to worry about that. I've got jeans, and I would never be in that situation. So I'm so much laughing about this morning. I'm sorry, but that is somewhat slightly humorous. So,
Yeah, apparently she probably won't be wearing those leather pants anymore. Or she's not moving around in them. I'm not sure which route she's going to go, but we don't know what ended up happening there. So, yeah, kind of a crazy story. That's not something you hear every day. We hear of wardrobe malfunctions, just not the wardrobe making strange noises, apparently. So there you go. Moral of the story today is make sure you try those pants on before you go out of the store. Coming up, we've got George Michael right here on Max FM.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
She knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry beret. the lightning thief. She feels like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. But I'll tell ya, if I had the chance, I'd do it all again.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:22 on Thursday morning. As a reminder, we have our flash sale in progress over at maxfmbigdeals.com. Shop local and save big. We have half off that $25 certificate towards food items at the Green Vine. That certificate's just $12.50 till 9 a.m. No code required. Shop local, save big at maxfmbigdeals.com. As a reminder, there is some activity going on in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue again this morning. They are looking like they're going to put the cell towers back on the courthouse this morning. And so there's people out there, trucks and equipment. So if you're going through that area, please slow down or find an alternate route to allow them to do the work that they need to do this morning. So again, 100 block of 3rd Avenue, a lot of activity going on with the cell tower installation. Avoid that area if at all possible. Maybe find an alternate route this morning. And also, the alley right behind the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios is closed for unknown reasons. I am assuming Alliant is doing something back there, but we did not get a closure notice on that one, but it is closed. So if you use that alley, you will want to avoid that area as well. Now, there's some interesting things that we catch on security cameras. This captured the moment a family dog sparked a fire by chewing on a device with a lithium-ion battery. On top of that, the dog is owned by an actual firefighter in North Carolina. Here is the homeowner and firefighter, David Sasser, talking about what happened in North Carolina with his dog chewing on a battery, causing a house fire.
He bit into it, and you can see it, he's surprised by it, and then he's like, uh-oh, what did I do? Thankfully, it pretty much fizzled out because of the rug and because we were home so quick. So when you're done charging them, like, you have to really pay attention and unplug them. You have to make sure you store them, you know, where they can't get broken or cracked or chewed on by a dog. And then when you're done with them, they have to be disposed in a specific way.
So, yes, this firefighter said that it was charging the dog, got it, bit into it, it broke, and caused that fire. Now, he also mentioned something that's very interesting is that he should be unplugging those batteries after they're charged as well. I don't think a lot of us do that because we want them charged and ready to go. So if we have any firefighters in this area that want to text in and let us know what your thoughts are on that, I'd appreciate it. 608-355-9970. Or you can text in via the free Civic Media app. Look for Max Mouse Tap on 99.7 Max FM. Tap text. Should we be unplugging our battery chargers after those lithium-ion batteries are charged for things like our lawnmowers, our power tools, and so forth? Be curious to see what the experts in the area have to say about that. Again, text us 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. We're looking forward to your opinions on this matter because this is something that is definitely very interesting to discuss this morning. Coming up, we are going to have a look at local sports, regional sports, and weather on Max FM.
Oh, turn around. I just saw a garage sale sign. Sound familiar? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and at Reedsburg Area Medical Center, our sign reads, "Schedule your mammogram." Early detection is the best prevention. You can't bargain or put a price tag on your health. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your mammogram. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first. I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Four lines for $90 a month and four of the latest phones for free. And we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. That's right. We'll pay off your current contract, so switching has never been easier. Let our helpful staff assist you at U.S. Cellular, now part of T-Mobile, in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Hi, Greg here from the Baraboo Fresh Market, your home for game day and fall flavor savings. Johnsonville, party pack brats, only $7.99. Stock up on Orv's Riser Crust Pizzas, three for just $9.99. In the bakery, fresh baked sugar cookies, just $3.99 a dozen. And over in the deli, four-piece hot and ready roasted chicken, just $4.99. And Kretschmar chicken off the bone, $7.99 a pound. Don't forget to check out our Oktoberfest and fall craft beers before they're gone. Swing by the Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street, where Baraboo shops fresh every week.
Hi, this is Sarah from the Jeweler's Edge in downtown Baraboo, inviting you to join us for a fall vintage and estate jewelry sale Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. If you love vintage and estate jewelry, don't miss this sale. Many pieces starting at just $300. Preview some of our stunning pieces by following us on Facebook and Instagram. The Jeweler's Edge Vintage and Estate Jewelry Sale, October 17th and 18th at 416 Oak Street in downtown Baraboo. See you soon.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Find the Kubota solutions that are right for your business at Yes Equipment in Madison or visit online at YesKubota.com.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. There's not much going on today, but Will Scanlon and Mallory Olson will be heading off to state today for Baraboo Girls Tennis. And if they do well, they will be competing again tomorrow. We will talk about the upcoming football games tomorrow as well for games happening in this area. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0 for 7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelly hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of seven series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly cloudy skies today with some scattered showers developing later in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, a few isolated showers in the evening, otherwise mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. On Friday, partly sunny and warm from mid-October, highs in the mid-70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 52.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
My stride, I'm running and I won't touch ground. Oh no,
99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:33 on Thursday morning. Hope everyone's having a great morning so far. Yes, a lot of activity down here. We'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. In Excess, Need You Tonight on Max FM.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. All you want, everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw, I've got to let you know, I've got to let you know. Something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Grant. It is 6:36 on Thursday morning. Lots of activity going on outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios. And sounds like there's some sort of activity going on upstairs here, too. I'm not sure who else is in the building with me at the moment, but that's a little bit unusual for being 6:36 in the morning. So, yeah. I'm wondering who else is here besides me. That is always the random question of the morning, and I'm not thinking it's a ghost because, as far as I know, our building isn't haunted, but sounded like someone was either walking up the stairs or moving some boxes around, sliding something across the floor. So, yeah, I'll be going and checking that out in just a couple of seconds. That was something I was not expecting this morning. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast this morning. We do have a chance of showers this morning leading into this afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high of just 64. Tonight, we do have a slight chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low of 56. On Saturday, best day of the week and weekend, partly sunny, high of 77. Friday night, showers, possibly a thunderstorm with a low of 57. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high of 72. Saturday night, those shower and thunderstorm chances continue. Into Sunday, a slight chance of showers, mostly sunny with a high of 58. Currently, it is 51 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. I will keep reminding everyone there's a lot of activity going on in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue. They are working on putting cell towers up on the courthouse. There's a crane out there, a bunch of trucks, and people. So if you're going through that area, please do so carefully. There's people out there. There's vehicles out there. There's equipment out there. If there's other ways for you to get around this morning, I would suggest maybe going to 2nd Avenue or 5th Avenue to avoid the 100 block of 3rd Avenue. Also, the alley is closed behind the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios for unknown reasons. So, yes, that is happening. We try to keep everyone up to date with what's happening in the area. As a reminder, if you do have a road closure to report or any other sort of incident, you can always email info@max.fm. Or if you have a calendar event, that's also a great way to let us know about those. We want to make sure the public knows what's going on. Or you can always text us 608-355-9970. And yes, I am just watching this crane move around this morning. Flashing lights, you know, distract me to begin with. You get a crane moving around out here. Yes, normally I would be out there watching that, but here I am with you on the radio and whoever else happens to possibly be in our building this morning. So, yes, easily distracted by that. Our flash sale is still happening over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big, half off that $25 certificate towards food items to the Green Vine. That certificate's just $12.50 till 9 a.m. over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. No code required. So if that's something you're interested in, you want to go get that checked out now because you don't want to lose an opportunity on that deal. And hey, it's Boss's Day, so there you go. You could get a great gift for your boss as well. This is kind of funny. You know, we talk about Hallmark Channel, and I believe the Christmas movies are coming out maybe on Friday. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I believe the Hallmark Channel Christmas movies come out Friday. Well, you've got to hand it to the Hallmark Channel. They aren't waiting until the holidays for the romantic movies. They now have Halloween movies out just like this one.
Tonight on the Hallmark Channel, there's nothing scarier than spending Halloween alone. Or is there?
Ugh. I want to wear my horse costume to the big cul-de-sac Halloween party, but it needs two people, and I'm desperately single.
I can take your rear end.
You don't mind?
Of course not. Or should I say, of horse not.
Oh, you're so funny.
I'm your new neighbor, Dane.
You're not going to ghost me, are you?
Plot twist, I already am a ghost.
Lacey Chabert leads a no-star cast in Trick or Cheat. Premiering tonight on the Hallmark Channel, then streaming the next day on Hallmark Plus. That's right, we have our own streaming service. It was a surprise to us, too.
Oh, my. Sorry, that one got me giggling this morning. I thought the microphone was off while I'm laughing, and then I realized, nope, I'm laughing right along with all of you. So, yeah, the Hallmark Channel. I'm going to have to find out if that's accurate. I thought the Christmas movie started Friday, so the jack-o'-lantern has not even had its day, let alone the turkey. So if anyone knows the answer to that and wants to text that in so I don't have to go on Google, you can text me and let me know, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. When do the Hallmark Christmas movies begin? So I'm kind of curious about that. I remember seeing something I thought, again, was this Friday. But text me, let me know, 608-355-9970. Or you can always text in via the free Civic Media app. Inquiring minds want to know. Coming up, we are going to have a look at our community calendar that is brought to you by Community First Bank. Music by Tears for Fears on Max FM.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliate. Affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
This look at some of the upcoming area events is brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time once again for the Fall Art Tour. This will be happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 17th through the 19th, from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. This self-guided driving tour will take you to the private studios of fine artists all around the Baraboo, Spring Green, Dodgeville, and Mineral Point areas. These artists and craftsmen include painters, sculptors, potters, weavers, jewelers, goldsmiths, glass artists, woodworkers, quilters, and more. Excellent maps and signs will guide you through the countryside at the height of the fall season. As you meet and talk with the artists, watch them demonstrate their work and see artworks being created. There'll also be a wide variety of artwork available for purchase at every price range. Again, this is going to be happening Friday through Sunday, the 17th, 18th, and 19th from 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Find all the details and get that map by going to fallarttour.com. And on Saturday, October 18th, Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting their Halloween Mystery Candlelight Hike. Hike along an easy one-mile torchlit trail and discover clues to help solve the mystery of who the special guest is, and then meet them at the end. When you're not on the trail, you can enjoy hot chocolate and goodies around a roaring campfire. It's a free event, but a state park sticker is required. This will be happening on Saturday, October 18th, and it starts at 6 p.m. And on Wednesday, October 22nd, there's going to be a crime and safety meeting. This will be held at 6:30 at Relly's Tray Bistro and Speakeasy, hosted by Amber Giddings. Opportunity to discuss business and crime, as well as safety issues in the city of Baraboo. It's a chance to get citizens engaged to talk about the police department and build positive community relations. Again, this will be held at 6:30. That's at 106 4th Avenue in Baraboo on October 22nd. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
Oakwood Fruit Farm is bursting with the flavors of fall. Check out Honeycrisp, Cortland Macintosh, and many more apples. The bakery's in full swing with fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies ready for your oven, gooey caramel apples. While you're there, stock up on fresh apple cider, cranberries, pumpkin, squash, and other seasonal treats. And here's the cherry. Oh, apple on top. Every Tuesday, take 10% off all apple purchases. Celebrate the taste of fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every bite tastes like autumn.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
It's that spooky time of year when Cab Theater brings your favorite creepy characters to life in their locally written collection of plays at Circus World Museum with Macabre 13, Reunited, and It Feels So Ghoul. Just $7 gets you in the door for the 7 p.m. show Friday or Saturday night, October 17th and 18th. Dress in costume and be prepared to be scared. This show is rated PG-13 for some adult language and subjects. Are you brave enough to attend Macabre 13 this weekend at Circus World Museum?
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems that can keep you up at night, like snoring, aches and pains, or sleeping hot. Our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a mattress that can help. And now at Mattress Firm, save up to $600 plus get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Maximum hits, Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings. Dave Grant, 6:50 a.m. on Thursday morning. As a reminder, a lot of activity going on in the 100 block of 3rd Avenue in front of the courthouse. Working on cell towers, people, vehicles, equipment out there. Avoid that area if at all possible. Or if you have to go through there, please slow down. Also, as a reminder, the alley behind the Wecker Great Day building in the Max FM studios is closed due to unknown reasons. It is barricaded off, so if you go through that area or park in that area, you will need to find an alternate route as well. Lots of things happening this morning. Coming up, it's a little before 7. We will take a look at national news, regional news, and we will have a full look at that weather forecast with Brandon as well. What we do know is it'll be a little wet today, possibly warming up tomorrow, and a little wet this weekend. So we'll get those full details right around 7 o'clock this morning. As a reminder, the Brewers are playing a little after 5 o'clock tonight. I'm going to say it's a must-win game because they are down 2-0 with the Dodgers, and we need them to basically have a comeback here. They need to win best of 4 games here. So that means they really need to win the next 4 games. So if you do the math, they have to win tonight in my head because it's best of 7. And if they win the next 4, that puts them at 6. We don't want to get into that 3-0 series with the Dodgers tonight. So, yes, we'll be keeping tabs on the Brewers tonight. I will be watching the Brewers game and probably shouting at the TV all at the same time because, you know, that helps, right? Well, let it be known that if you yell out "Go Cubs" while Pope Leo was driving in the Pope Mobile through the Vatican City, he will clap back. He was born in Chicago, but as a reminder, he is a White Sox fan. Listen when someone yells about the Cubs and Leo's response, "Hans Pito." They lost. The Cubs lost to the Brewers last week. So, yeah, here is the response from Pope Leo. So, yes, the Pope shouts back, "They lost." So, yes, he's a White Sox fan, not a Cubs fan, in case people were not aware of that. So, yes, the Pope is keeping everybody on their toes, and he's still showing his allegiance to his White Sox. And, yes, they did not have any better season either. So, yeah, Brewers tonight, 5 o'clock, we will keep tabs on that. Looking forward to that. Coming up at 7:10, we're going to have a special guest in studio this morning. We're going to be talking about wine. Yes, at 7:10 this morning. So tune in for that. Again, a little before 7, we're going to have a look at news and weather. Coming up, we're going to have Third Eye Blind and Nelson on Max FM.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
She lives for me, says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes round and she goes by me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse.
Baby, feeling an earthy feeling. I believe in the faith that grows, and the four I go can make me cry. When I'm with you, I feel like I could die, and that would be alright. Alright. I want something else to get me through this life, baby. I want something else. Not listening when you say.
Let me into your heart. Oh, there's nothing on earth that you. is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump says it's about taking out drug runners. Venezuela's leaders say it's about taking out them. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio says the president has okayed CIA operations in Venezuela and may carry out strikes.
Venezuela's foreign ministry saying this.